Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounces Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel for his statement saying that the Palestinians are using ethnic cleansing in Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ban Ki-moon, United Nations Secretary General, denounced Prime Minister Netanyahu on his statement this last week that the Palestinians are actually using ethnic cleansing in Israel. I asked my Middle Eastern broadcast partner David Dolan his thoughts on this issue.
The Israelis are saying, and Prime Minister Netanyahu repeated this week, the truth, which is that the Palestinians are calling for what he called, quote, ethnic cleansing. They want a state that has no Jews living in it. This is Judaism's holiest site on earth. This is the biblical heartland of the Jewish people that Ban Ki-moon is insisting Israel leave. But most disturbing, Jimmy, was the actual statement he made, which was he said, I'm disturbed by a recent statement by Israel's prime minister portraying those who oppose settlement expansion as supporters of ethnic cleansing. This is unacceptable and outrageous. Well, I'll tell you what's outrageous. That is a country today that the United States backs financially, the European Union gives a lot of money to, we train their police forces and et cetera. My tax dollars go to the Palestinian Authority. They also go to Israel and other countries, of course, around the world, but they go to the Palestinian Authority government, which is this week, as the Prime Minister pointed out, once again demanding that all Jews leave their homes inside of Judea and Samaria, known as the West Bank, that they all those communities, the Jewish communities there, be torn down, the biblical roots be uprooted. Well, that is ethnic cleansing. That, to me, is outrageous, and I think it should be outrageous to the UN Secretary General and all other Western and world leaders, but apparently it is not.
The world must wake up, as David said, to the truth. David Dolan, my broadcast partner in the Middle East, reporting this information. We report all of this because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Bible says that the Palestinians do want to rid the Middle East of the Jewish people. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The prophet Ezekiel wrote in Ezekiel chapter 35 that those from the location called Mount Seir shall be judged. By the way, that would be the Palestinian people who will come into Israel in the last days to kill the Jews and to steal their land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, as I said. But in Malachi chapter 1, it says that as the Palestinians return and rebuild, the Lord himself will have indignation against these people forever. Prime Minister Netanyahu is correct. The Palestinians are using and will use in the future ethnic cleansing to rid the Middle East of the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...